Once upon a time, a boy asked his dad if he could be able to get something for his birthday, which was tomorrow. He has A pluses in all of his subjects. George woke up in the next morning and he went to the mall without permission. He went to the toy store there. George was searching for a good toy for his birthday. George searched and searched and searched until he found a perfect toy for his birthday, and it was a nutcracker. He went to buy a ladder because he wanted to climb through his window without his dad knowing that he went to the mall to get himself a birthday present. He saw his dad's car in the parking lot. George knew that he had to run. He ran as fast as he could back home and saw his mom opening his door. He pretended to lay exhausted on his bed. He accidentally slept, and when he woke up, he saw something flash like lightning right on his eyes. He was struggling to see it. George finally knew that the thing was the nutcracker. He stared in horror as the nutcracker said, "You must be the person who bought me." The nutcracker said, "Do you have anything to play with in this worthless house?" The nutcracker screamed. I got on my senses and ran downstairs. I was panicked, but I finally said what I did about how I got the nutcracker. After I said, the nutcracker is alive and scaring me. My mom said, "Come on, let's go check it out." We rushed into my room and the nutcracker stayed still and everything was cleaned up. My mom said, "Nice joke, George. Also, one more thing, George. How could you go out of this house without permission?" I said, "I'm sorry, Mom." After my mom called my dad to say that I was safe and sound in the house, I was keep staring at the live nutcracker. Then I thought that I should have never done this. I went down the stairs embarrassed because of why the nutcracker was living, and when I came back with my mom, the room was completely still. I saw my dad come back angrily from the window. So instead of getting in trouble, I will just close the door and lock it. So I rushed all the way back upstairs in my room and locked it. When George finally heard that his dad calmed down, he opened his door and said to his dad, sorry to his dad for not telling him about going to the mall. It was finally the day for him to call all of his friends over to his house. Something in my mouth fell to my hand. It was my first tooth. I called all of my friends and slept. In the next morning, there was a pet cat where the nutcracker was. I rushed down the stairs and said to my mom if I could keep the strange cat that appeared out of nowhere. My mom said, "Yes, if that's your birthday present." I replied saying, "Okay, Mom." I played with the cat, fed it, and slept with it every day. The cat was the best birthday gift I could ever have. George said. George walked the cat a lot because that was the cat's favorite thing to do. He played with his cat when he finished his homework and when he had free time on the weekend.